We're sitting just one flight of stairs up from Hollywood Boulevard and those famous gold stars that line the sidewalk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday afternoon and you're here at the Second City Veterans Improv. Yeah!
It's a small classroom with a brick wall on one side and low stage. Today's the first day of class, and seven students and one instructor go over the basics. It starts off like dozens of other classes, but this one is different. Everyone here is a veteran, and you hear it right away from the teacher, BJ Lang.
Like, if I had to run out there to the battlefield to get you, you know, outside the wire, that is my job, and I'm going to do it.
Lang compares one of the first rules of improv, trust, to his own training as a medic in the Air Force and something other vets can relate to.
Know that and have each other's back. So one of our big
Lang studied acting and improv while training in the Air Force Reserve and pitched the idea to bring his passion of improv to his fellow veterans, some of whom are dealing with tough issues as they leave active duty for regular life.
This is the place that we build a nurturing environment where they can truly build themselves back up, build their confidence back up, and build the playfulness that we used to have when we were a kid that we lost over time.
That playfulness may seem at odds with this group at first. There's a 30-year-old Army vet who did 4 combat tours, a young woman who was the only female mechanic in her battalion to deploy to Iraq. There are also Navy, Air Force, and Marine vets. But Kristen Barter, who served in the Marines, says a class like this could help vets who struggle with one of the hardest parts of returning to civilian life, losing that close military bond.
Because really it's just connections, you know? I feel like a lot of times people feel like they're just so disconnected and ostracized, and they do it to themselves or society itself does it. And so to be able to have a space and to be able to provide that to other folks and veterans especially is just really positive and really, really cool.
Still, it's a far cry from her days in the military with its strict rules and emphasis on uniformity.
Literally, they've busted down all the walls and they're just like, okay, be free, you know, and as terrifying as it is, it's also like exhilarating.
Yeah! Yeah!
Sell it, guys, sell it.
Yeah!
Soon, she's standing in a circle of other vets screaming as they laugh and cheer.
Yeah! Yeah!
Great, give yourself a round of applause.
That sense of connection is what draws Justin Graber to the class, too. He deployed 4 times in the Army, 3 tours to Iraq, and 1 to Afghanistan.
The thing with improv is, like, there is no judgment there because everybody has everybody's back, regardless of your background or anything like that.
Getting back to civilian life after his time in the Army, he says, hasn't been easy. He went back to school but had a hard time fitting in. Some other students just couldn't relate.
Once a soldier, always a soldier, so I'm always going to have that mindset and that mentality.
But he's found freedom in acting and improv, and even started his own improv troupe at his local university.
Now, there's no mistake, so even though sometimes there's a little snafu,
I decided to take improv because it's basically being prepared for the unprepared.
Darrell Hampton served in the Navy until 2009. He's taken other classes in acting and comedy, but this is the first time he's been in a class with just veterans. The skills they're learning now aren't only for the stage, he says, but can cross over to daily life. Plus, he likes something that's been a huge part of today's class. Laughter.
I know in the military we're taught structures and structure and structure, but the cool thing about improv is the fact that we can let loose.
In Hollywood, I'm Dorian Marina.